It is now time for our rail reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. We take a closer look at a design flaw that's been in the news. Reporter Marcel Henry on the line this morning. Morning.
Aloha, Catherine. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. And details, details, details.
Yep, devil's in the details here. So, yeah.
So we'll explain to our listeners this little design details cause big headaches.
Right. So what we're talking about here is the canopy arms for the stations on the future rail line. There have been issues with these arms that came up earlier this summer. About a week and a half ago, we had the opportunity to take a site tour with HART officials. And HART will, from time to time, give tours and media access to really give an idea of how the rail line is taking shape and to kind of give people a sense of what it might be like to eventually use it. But it's also an opportunity to have a look at some of these issues that come up in their board meetings that we just kind of see in PowerPoint presentations, and they're just kind of abstract. So this was a really good opportunity for myself, for other reporters. Our photographer, Corey Lum, took some great shots that looked at some of the specific things that have come up in these meetings, most notably the canopy arms. And the problem with these canopy arms is that they're cracking. They believe that they started cracking in the galvanization process during fabrication. They're not sure if it's a design flaw, if it was directly a problem with the fabricating or some measure of both. They're still trying to sort it out. But the reason why we're so concerned with these, why they're so significant, is that the canopy arms, while providing shade for passengers and the like, they're waiting up on these platforms, out in the elements. They're also designed to carry these conduits and cables that are essential to the communication system. So if the canopy arms don't work, a lot of other things don't fall into place. And they're working to fix this situation, but it does remain kind of a concern as they're trying to rush right now to make that interim opening to Aloha Stadium in 2020.
Yeah, so it's holding things up.
Yeah, it's in more ways than one, these canopy arms are. They have kind of a long history, or at least for the past several years. It wasn't just the cracking. But this goes back to millions of dollars in change orders, at least $4 million, to deal with design issues for these canopies. Back in 2016, they were revising designs because they were designed to kind of emulate, the traditional Polynesian sails, kind of think Hokulea, the traditional va'a and the voyaging canoes. But much like normal sails, these canopies were taking on loads and greater loads than the station was designed to basically handle with the wind and the like. Then there were constructability issues, and it wasn't quite clear what that meant. It was really good to get out on site and kind of see just how complicated of a design, just random branches kind of jutting out from the trunk of the canopy arm. And apparently that's caused a lot of headaches for the contractor, and they butted heads with the designer. So if you go to Civil Beat and you look at the story, it's kind of a good visual log. The photos kind of guide along as to what the problems have been over these years.
Yeah, there's no substitute for actually seeing it. I remember being at a HART meeting where we were looking at those cracked shims, those pads. And when you can actually see it, instead of just having someone talk about it, it really does drive it home.
Right. It opens it up. So we were able to see the stations and how they're coming along, but we were also able to see, a lot of the issues that have kind of plagued construction over the last several years.
Okay. It's kind of away, oy vey. All right. Thanks so much, Marcel.
Sure thing. Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read his stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.